Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Purple Pill Podcast. Today I want to talk about a pretty sensitive issue, and if it's just going to make you upset, feel free to turn it off now. But the issue is abortion. And I hate to even bring this issue up. The only reason I am bringing it up is because people are still talking about it, and I'm bringing it up to try to explain why people need to stop talking about it, need to stop focusing on it. There are much bigger issues that people should be spending their time educating themselves about and going out there and fighting for. Yesterday, Ben Shapiro released a video in his Debunked series debunking supposedly the pro-abortion side of the argument. But he doesn't really debunk anything. He just repeats what has always been talked about. You know, the pro-life people say that life begins at conception and thus abortion is wrong. And the pro-choice people say the mother's right to have control over her own body trumps that of whatever the baby might be. Or they make the argument that it's not a baby. And that argument is bizarre to me. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but it's clearly a baby. But the question isn't whether or not it's a baby. The question is whether or not we're going to have the government dogs sicked on people who decide to make a choice about their own lives. We can't save everybody. The funny thing to me is that Ben Shapiro, he calls himself conservative, but you know, he really, in large part, has very libertarian leanings. But he doesn't seem to understand why it's a bad idea to have our government officials going on these crusades to correct every little injustice in the world. You can't correct every little injustice in the world. Sometimes you have to let it be. Live your life. Be glad that you have freedom. And don't impede other people's freedoms unless they impede yours. The only reason, to me, to have the government get involved in something is when a free individual steps on the freedoms and the rights of another individual. To me, it's not that there's no value in the unborn fetus. It's that what the person, the host body of that fetus, is the mother is choosing to do isn't really my business. You know, if someone kills a born baby, we sick the police after that murderer on the basis of we have a contract to arrest murderers, and that child is protected under that contract because their parent is a participating citizen in our country. Probably pays taxes, or we, regardless, is just a citizen of our country. We have laws that we all collectively choose to abide by. But it's really more like a contract. It's a saying of, we don't want baby murderers out there. You know, these people are crazy. They're willing to kill a child for no reason. And so when that happens, if it happens to me, you sick the police on the guy who did it to me. And if it happens to you, I'll sick the police on the guy who did it to you. In the case of an unborn fetus, it's like it's their own mother choosing to make that decision. And whether it's right or wrong, it just, there's no reason to make bones about it because it's not your life. Why do you want the government, who people like Ben Shapiro always say overstep, why do you want them overstepping more? It makes no sense to me. Ben Shapiro essentially equates having an abortion with legitimate murder. But then in the Debunked video, he expresses sympathy for these mothers who have had abortions and or would have been mothers, and expresses sympathy for them, and is trying to say, hey, despite what you did, you know, you can come back from it and all that. But if this was just a brutal murderer, he wouldn't have that same sympathy. And the reason is because a brutal murderer does it because they're nuts, or because they, you know, yeah, really because they're nuts. You know, one, no matter how you slice it, it's because they are missing a couple marbles typically. But a person who has an abortion isn't doing it because they want to kill a child. It's insane to think that. Like, I mean, maybe there's a case out there where it's like that, but the majority of them, I don't think anybody assumes that that's the case. And so if these people aren't murderers, why are we equating it to murder? You know, we don't call it murder when we kill animals. They can clearly feel, you know, they can feel pain, obviously. And that's one of the arguments about why you shouldn't kill a fetus, is because at a certain point they can feel pain. But again, animals feel pain too, and we kill them. It's not murder. Because murder is a crime that we have designated under our system of laws. It's a mutual contract between a bunch of individuals who all have power and who all agree to use our individual power for collective purposes on some level. But to try to use your individual power and bring it into a collective that's going to then just crack down on people who are making independent decisions that do not affect your life is to me, it's insane. So I like to say I'm a pro-choice, pro-lifer. I feel like he's made good arguments about why it's a baby, and certainly I can sympathize for the unborn on some level. And I think if he would change his rhetoric a little bit and make it more about coming from a sympathetic standpoint and then make the argument that he thinks it's a baby, I think you might convince more people to not actually go through with the abortion. But when you come at it from an angle of this person's a murderer, people are inclined to engage in that cognitive dissonance of saying, well, it's not a baby, you know? And I don't know how you could say it's not a baby. It's just a weird, like, on what it, if it was carried to term, it would become a baby, but it's not a baby. Anyways, that's a silly argument that they're having. And that's the one that Ben tries to primarily debunk, is that it's, is the argument that it's not a baby. He tries to say, no, of course it is a baby. But he's saying it as a way to convince people that thus abortion should not be allowed by law. What interest do conservatives who don't want the government getting involved in their lives have in using everybody's collective tax revenues to go out and punish people for making a decision that they felt was right? It's silly. And I think it's a violation of the rest of our rights for someone to assume that they can spend taxpayer money to go hunt these people down and add them into the legal system or to prosecute them. I think that's a horrible way to spend the money. Now, another thing, though, that might actually fix this whole issue is, why the hell is the government funding Planned Parenthood? Or if Planned Parenthood participates in abortions, let's say, why are they funding Planned Parenthood? Although, why are they funding them, period? Because in America, we are having an issue, economically at least, where the increase in the population is starting to slow down. And it's actually in the government's interest, in a sense, to have these babies be born. With that said, you know, freedom, right? They should these individuals should be able to make whatever choice they want. I have no contract with this fetus. I have no reason to defend it. I don't even know it. Maybe I would think it's a horrible person when it grew up. And frankly, if the mother decided to keep it and the mother wasn't ready to be a mother, like, I can't imagine a worse way to raise a child. I feel like a lot of those people end up growing up to be really mentally deranged because they saw some shit. You know, their parents weren't ready to be parents and were still sort of acting like children while they were parents. And then their children never learn to grow up because they just have seen chaos their whole lives. Do you really want more of those people around? And I'm not saying I would wish any of them gone. They're here and I'm happy they're here, but it's just not really a great way to live. So I don't really know what exactly we're defending. And they could say, oh, well, yeah, you could put your kid up for adoption. It's like, I agree. And I think if you do get pregnant, my suggestion, my personal preference would be that you carry it to term and give it up for adoption. But if you don't, or if that's not something that you're willing to do, or if it's too expensive or you can't find someone to adopt the baby, then I don't think there's anything wrong with you making that choice. Again, like, I don't believe in it either. Like, Ben Shapiro thinks it's wrong. I'm not someone who's like for abortion by any means. But if that's not something that conflicts with your moral compass, I have no obligation to protect that fetus, that baby. It's just not. And the fact that the country is still talking about this stuff after 50 years, it scares me, because there is so much worse stuff going on in the world that nobody's doing a damn thing about. They don't even think twice about it. In fact, they ignore it, even when it's right in front of them. Because I share some of this stuff sometimes, and it's the least clicked stuff. People want to be outraged about stuff they can be on a team about. But they don't actually want to solve problems. If your issue is abortion, you don't actually want to solve problems, typically. It's because you're angry. I get it, you know. I'm angry about stuff too, and I am tempted to join tribes as well. Everybody is. But this conversation on abortion is exhausting, and seeing people still put time and energy into it, it makes me like lose faith in these people, where I'm like, really intelligent people actually care about this stuff, where I'm like, spend your time on something important. It's obviously not working to change anything. Abortion has been legal since 1973, I believe. Roe v. Wade. Yes, 1973, Roe v. Wade was a Supreme Court case, which I think it was under the medical privacy portion of the Constitution that they deemed that that abortion essentially is allowed under the Constitution. So 50 years, they've had no success in changing anything, not even changing minds. If anything, people are more pro-choice than ever, I think. And even conservatives. I think where conservatives really get hyped up is the fact that the government participates in this by funding Planned Parenthood, even if they don't fund abortions, by funding an organization that participates in abortions. That is a problem. I really do think the government should not fund it. It should be like anything else. You know, if it's something you want to do, if it's not in our collective interest, why the hell should everybody else's taxpayer tax money go to it? That's ridiculous. Planned Parenthood should be defunded, but not because of any opinion on abortion. It's because there are mixed opinions and it doesn't collectively benefit us. And I think, honestly, if pro-choice people were more open to the idea of defunding Planned Parenthood, I think pro-life people would be more open to the idea of ending their crusade to make it illegal, because I really think it's mostly that which frustrates them, is that the government is like on the side of abortion rather than just staying neutral to it. They need to just stay neutral to it, clearly. And just for an example of something that Ben could be more focused on that would be a better use of his time, and I mean this with all due respect, I actually really like Ben Shapiro about certain issues. I think he has helped bring awareness to certain issues. But in this particular case, I think he's actually just sowing division that is unhelpful. And he does it all the time. All the time. And I don't know why. It's like his reason to have purpose or something. Because there are bigger issues. And I'm going to give you an example of one right now. I came across this article a couple months ago. It's titled, Human Monkey Hybrid Embryo Created by Joint China-US Scientist Team. Human monkey hybrid embryo. They are crossing a human, a real human's DNA with a monkey. And why are they doing it? Quote, to uncover new ways to produce organs for people who need transplants. So they are planning on using human DNA to create a half human. So that way it's not full human. So it's not wrong. They're gonna use human DNA though to just to steal the organs from that human, DNA. But the reason they're crossing it with a monkey is really just to make it not a human, because otherwise they just produce humans and use their organs. But they're mixing it with a monkey to try to make it look more like a monkey, so people won't connect it to a human. But they're commoditizing humanity. They're trying to make something. They're trying to make humans so they can steal the most precious parts about them, their organs, the things that give them life, for other humans, for other selfish humans. You get one life, just live it. I'm no Jehovah's Witness. Medical treatment, great. To manufacture human organs just to steal them and extend your life a little bit, that's immoral. Ben Shapiro should be focused on that. These are people who, they didn't accidentally get pregnant with a human monkey hybrid and then just not want it. They are intentionally creating and destroying something that has human DNA in it. And our government funds it. If you're pissed off about Planned Parenthood, be pissed off about that. I shared this and I got two comments, zero likes. Just, no one really cares. And I find it fascinating because I see posts about abortion all the time. Pro-choice, pro-life, either way. It's just pissed off people ranting. And the reason you know that is because they never add anything to the conversation. Every time you hear a pro-life or a pro-choice person talk about abortion, they're saying exactly all of the things you've heard from 1,000 other people before. There's no nuance. No one comes up with any individual ideas about this. They're just joining a team and then fighting the battle. They're on a crusade. These are religious zealots. And again, I really, honestly, I'm sorry. I should be more respectful. I'm not trying to like shit on anybody's opinion. It just frustrates me because, like I said, like there's real stuff. There's real immoral things going on out there that are, if you're going to go on a crusade about those. Like, make people aware of something they're not aware of yet. To just, like, beat this issue into everybody's heads is just so exhausting. And it's such a brain drain on America to make people focus on this. So, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this issue. Please tell me if I'm being too brash or if I've stepped over the line. I'm not trying to be insulting to anybody. It's just, I've found it personally frustrating that it's still being talked about. And maybe I'm missing something, but I'd love to hear from you guys. Whatever your opinion is, I'm not judging. I respect your opinion. I mostly want to know, is it something that you think we should still be talking about, or should we just drop it? Do you think it's more important that we focus on the fact that our government is funding the creation of half humans to manufacture organs? Is that more important to you? Because that's more important to me. And it's still not, it's not worth my time and energy. I have other things to focus on. And that's, but that's a, you know, that is more immoral than abortion to me. And I'd love to know what you think about it. If you have anything to say about this issue, please give me a call and leave a message on this Google phone number, 669-250-2585. And I will play it on the next episode and respond to you. Please keep it respectful if you can. Again, I'm trying to be respectful. I know I get a little bit emotional about it because I'm a human, but I really do mean to be respectful about it. I just try to express my feelings. And if you have feelings, please let them be known. But, you know, no ad hominem, you know, just pooping on people. I just don't have time for that. And with that, thank you for tuning into the Purple Pill Podcast. See you next time.